Final video for 2021. And 2021 has been a great year for the channel. We have grown more in the last 6 or so months than I did the first 18 months combined. We have spent most of the year calling out the media, so I figure there is not a better way to end 2021 heading into 2022 than doing what we do best, calling out the media. Now, before we get started, I want to call your attention to something. I have included a link to my Patreon account in the description of this video. I never thought the day would come where I would have to do this, but that day has finally come. I have uploaded 8 videos to YouTube this week. This one right here will be number 9. Of those 8 videos, 5 of them were flagged by the YouTube bot as content unsuitable for advertisers. I did some digging into my channel. In the past 90 days, 7 videos are sitting in my queue, flagged not suitable for advertisers. Now, that does not include all the videos that were manually reviewed by YouTube and approved for monetization. 90 days, 7 videos, unsuitable. Now, to be fair, I didn't appeal most of these videos, but in the past week alone, I've appealed all of them. 5 out of 8 have been flagged. I have appealed every single one of them. 2 have been approved. 3 are still sitting in the queue. So 90 days, 7 videos. Less than a week, 5 videos. Now, YouTube keeps assuring me that my channel is not being targeted, meaning there have been no complaints lodged against me. But they can't tell me why this keeps happening and why it's happening more regularly. In December alone, I have lost out on $1,000 because of this. Now, I'm fortunate. YouTube is not my primary source of income. But even still, when you bust your ass for something and you lose money that's rightfully yours because of a systemic issue, it gets really frustrating. And again, it is a privilege to be on this platform, but it doesn't make it any less frustrating. It's equivalent to you going to your job every day during the week. You bust your ass. You're on time every day. You go the extra mile. Friday comes, payday. You work 40 hours during the week, and the company only pays you for 25. How would you feel about it? I've started uploading my content on Rumble. I'm not sure how that's going to work. My Patreon page went live earlier today. Now, it's still under construction. It's a work in progress. I'll think of some exclusive things to do on Patreon as we get into 2022. Now, obviously, contributing to Patreon is completely optional. I'm not going to sit here and push it every day. I'll bring it up here and there, but I'm not going to push it every day. I don't expect you guys to make up for the lost money here on YouTube. Hell, I don't expect you to contribute at all. There are no expectations. If you feel what we do here on the channel is worth contributing to, if you feel like the work I do is worthy of your contribution, contribute. If you don't, don't. The content will always be free. It will always be here on YouTube. Now, I know some of you think I'm being targeted by YouTube for political reasons, and you know, you may be right. I still don't think that's the case. My videos, for example, on Leah Thomas, they have never been deemed unsuitable for advertisers. But I'll be honest with you. It's getting hard not to agree with you. It's getting hard not to think that the channel is being targeted. I'll leave it at that. Now, let's go ahead and close out 2021 with our friends in the mainstream media. Deadspin, some of our favorite social justice warriors, they published their Idiot of the Year list this week. Now, very few people pay attention to Deadspin anymore. They have nearly 900,000 followers on Twitter, and most of their tweets receive minimal interaction for a following of that size. I have nearly 15,000 subscribers here on YouTube. I get more interactions in a couple of hours on my videos than Deadspin receives on their tweets. Now, John Gruden won the prestigious Deadspin Idiot of the Year Award, you know, for obvious reasons. I don't need to sit here and explain to you why the woke at Deadspin believe John Gruden is the biggest idiot of 2021. If I were John Gruden, I'd wear it like a badge of honor. But it was number 6 on the list that received the most attention from conservative media. Number 6 was Sage Steele at ESPN. Now, Deadspin could have picked from a variety of reasons to include Sage Steele on this list. Let's use the logic of an SJW here for a second. Sage Steele pushed back against the vaccine mandate at ESPN. She was removed from ESPN airwaves for a week or so because she was outspoken about them forcing her to get vaccinated. She made comments about Barack Obama that caused many social justice warriors to cry in their mommy's breast milk. She inferred that some women in sports media put themselves in situations where they could encounter being harassed. None of those were the reasons that Sage Steele made the Idiot of the Year at Deadspin. No. Sage Steele is the sixth biggest idiot of the year because she is the Black Candace Owens. When you see that, your first thoughts are, these people must be stupid. Both Sage Steele and Candace Owens are Black. Many conservative outlets are running with the story, disparaging Deadspin for making such a monumental mistake. I was actually alerted to this story yesterday morning. It was emailed to me by one of you guys. And when he sent me the info on this story, the first thought that came to my mind, Deadspin did this on purpose. It is a brilliant strategy when you think about it, at least in the short term. Deadspin has been dying a slow, painful death for years. Back in 2019, many of their staffers abruptly quit. They got tired of the bullshit. Traffic on Deadspin is down 75% from their peak in popularity. Kind of reminds me of another institution here in America. I'm looking at you, NBA. Deadspin can't pay people to visit their site. It serves absolutely no purpose. The only good thing about Deadspin, it provides me with an endless supply of content. I could sit here and upload videos every day talking about the lunatics at Deadspin. What better way to increase your site traffic than by creating your own controversy? Writers at Deadspin may lack common sense, but they're not colorblind. They know Candace Owens is Black. They know Sage Steele is Black. They did this on purpose. They did it because they knew sites like OutKick would run with the story, and Deadspin, in return, would receive an influx of traffic they wouldn't otherwise get. And that is exactly what's happening. Like I said, it's a brilliant strategy in the short term, but it also highlights the reason why there's no credibility in the mainstream media. In the past, journalists largely remained behind the scenes. They didn't want to be the star. Their job was to elevate the actual stars. That is no longer the case. We don't have real journalists anymore. We have a bunch of people looking for clickbait headlines, looking to get a reaction from athletes and head coaches so they can boost their own profile. We live in a society of people seeking attention. I call it attention-seeking behavior. Look at me. Look at me. I'm special. No, you're just someone us normal people laugh at. Take Juliet Pennington, for example. Juliet Pennington is a reporter at the Boston Globe. She's not a sports reporter, so I have no idea why she's attending a post-game press conference with Bill Belichick. Last Sunday, Patriots lose to the Bills in a game that could end up deciding the AFC East. There are many questions a journalist could ask Bill Belichick after that game. How do you approach the inconsistency on offense? Josh Allen lit up your top-ranked defense. How would you approach him differently if you meet in the playoffs? You get the point. There are plenty of sports-related questions you could ask Bill Belichick. Here is what Juliet Pennington asked him.
Hi, football aside, sorry, but I'm doing a story about New Year's resolutions, and I was just wondering if you had any you wanted to share with your fans and our readers?
Yeah, no, not right now.
Okay.
Now, Juliet Pennington's not a sports reporter, so I could cut her some slack here. She's doing a story on New Year's resolutions. She works at the Boston Globe, so I guess it kind of makes sense to ask Bill Belichick about his New Year's resolution. Belichick's answer got the attention of the Virgins on Twitter. Juliet Pennington started to gain some recognition, some notoriety, for even asking the question in the first place. Should have been end of story. Question asked and answered. Fast forward to this morning. Here we go again.
Yeah, and then as a follow-up, it's New Year's Eve Day. Have you had a chance to consider any New Year's resolutions since I asked you on Sunday?
Yeah, they would all be personal, so it probably wouldn't mean anything to you anyway.
Who gives a shit about Bill Belichick's New Year's resolution? I mean, who gives a shit about anybody's New Year's resolution? It'll be broken by Monday. What the hell does Belichick's New Year's resolution have to do with Week 17 in the NFL? Nothing. Why is Juliet Pennington even allowed on these press conferences? She's not a sports reporter. She serves absolutely no purpose. And by the way, Juliet Pennington, if you're going to have pictures in your background showing all your accomplishments, make sure the pictures are hanging up straight. Your middle picture's crooked. This is the type of investigative journalism we have in 2021. A lot of people right now, they are piling on Dennis Dodd, dude who covers college football at CBS. He called out South Carolina for what was essentially product placement. They poured Duke's mayonnaise on South Carolina head coach Shane Beamer after their bowl win in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Many are calling Dennis Dodd a Scrooge for ruining the fun. But, you know, I happen to agree with him. He has been complaining about college bowl games for years, and I happen to agree 100%. I told you guys the other day, bowl games in college football are nothing but a cash grab. This is a prime example. A cooler full of Duke's mayonnaise just happens to be available to pour on the winning head coach. I don't mind the kids having fun with their coach. It's not their fault that college bowl season is meaningless, watered down. Hell, half the teams this year didn't even want to participate in the bowls. They used the COVID to get out of it. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great New Year's. I'll probably be back at some point tomorrow. We're going to have a great 2022 here on the channel. The issues here on the platform, they are not going to get me down. We will get it resolved eventually. Patreon link is in the description below. Like I said, if you want to contribute, feel free to do so. I would appreciate it if you did. If you don't, you can always support by sharing the content. There's more than one way to support the channel. I appreciate everything you guys have done for me this year. Last year at this point, I think I had, 1,500, maybe 2,000 subscribers. I would be excited last year if a video got 500 views. Most of the time, we're getting 500 views in the first hour now. Maybe by this time next year, we'll have 50,000 subscribers. That's the goal anyway, 50,000 subs by the end of 2022. I know it's a lofty goal, but I think we can get it done. Hell, I didn't think we would reach 14,000 by the end of this month, and we're knocking on the door of 15,000, so we can get it done. It's going to be a great year. I'm excited about 2022. You guys be careful tonight, and I will see you next year.